Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has rejected as ludicrous the anti-Iran remarks of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at U.S. Congress on Tuesday. Rouhani says Iran is determined to go ahead with negotiations to resolve disputes over its nuclear energy program in the face of pressures like those by Israel. He says history still remembers instances in which notorious politicians created fake fears to promote their own cause, but they will eventually lose to the common sense of the international community.
People remember that once it was Hitler who would constantly intimidate the public about war through his speeches, but he himself eventually started all those crimes and wars in the world. It's the age of information today. It's not like the past, when someone would think he can change the world's public opinion through a speech. The people of the world, and specifically the Americans, are more vigilant today to be lectured by the leader of a regime whose job has always been to start wars and killings.
Rouhani says that Iran is still looking for a win-win deal based on goodwill and sincerity in its current nuclear talks with the P5+1 group of countries. He says the world is happy with the progress in the talks, that the success of which, he says, will benefit everyone. Rouhani says the P5+1 knows that reaching a deal with Tehran will be the best and logical outcome. But he says, in case the talks fail, the P5+1 will have to witness a faster advancement of the Iranian nuclear energy program. Rouhani also says that Iran is ready to show more transparency to help the progress of the talks, but will never accept anything that would deny the country its legitimate rights. Well, in an interview with Press TV, following the latest rounds of nuclear talks in the Swiss city of Montreux, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has said that Iran and the P5+1 are not far from reaching an agreement. However, Zarif said that Iran will not allow trampling on the rights of the Iranians, saying that the West has to decide whether they want to continue with pressure and sanctions against Iran or do they want to have an agreement. Well, let's talk about this with Homa Lesky. She joins us from Montreux to give us more on this. Homa, at this point, we just spoke a short while ago, but if you have any updates for us, do tell us. What I'm looking at over here, based on some of the wires coming through, is this, again, talk of this political agreement. That seems to be the hot thing right now.
Right, Kaveh. I'd just like to start by saying that in about 2 hours' time, we're going to have another round of discussions between Iran and the P5+1 at the deputy foreign minister level. So the deputy foreign ministers of Iran, Mr. Araghchi, Mr. Takht Ravanchi, will be joining Wendy Sherman of the United States, again Helga Schmidt representing the EU, in further discussions as the deadline approaches. And Mr. Zarif was also telling us earlier on, as I told you before, that although the new date has been set now for the 15th till the 20th of March for the continuation of the talks just ahead of the looming deadline, in these days that are upcoming, even next week, within 5 or 6 days, we're going to have more technical talks as well. And of course, a lot of detailed technical discussions, hours and hours of them, I could say, that have taken place here in Montreux over the past few days, not just at the expert level, at the deputy level, but also at the ministerial level between Iran's Ali Akbar Salehi, the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, and the U.S. Energy Secretary. So a lot of discussions taking place. And as to the possibility of reaching a political agreement, you know, when they last met in Vienna, of course, the last time was in Geneva, but before that, when they met in Vienna, the sides said that they'd agreed to extend their deadline and to reach an agreement by the end of March, but that would be an initial political agreement. After that, they'll give themselves till the 1st of July to reach a comprehensive deal. Now, what a political deal basically means, Kaveh, is that both sides agree that Iran will take some measures, including restrictions on its nuclear activities and the allowance of further verifications and inspections of its nuclear sites, in return for reciprocal steps by the United States and the West, the P5+1, including China and Russia, that side agreeing to remove sanctions. The talks have included, of course, the discussions about the scope and level of enrichment of Iran. That's still a topic that's being discussed. They include, for instance, the situation at the Arak heavy water reactor. We know that the other side is insisting that Iran doesn't produce a reprocessing plant, which could reprocess or convert spent fuel into plutonium that is used for building nuclear weapons. Iran has said from the onset of the talks that it does not have an intention to have a reprocessing plant or, for instance, to convert that spent fuel at the Arak heavy water reactor. It says that its nuclear activities are based on its practical needs for peaceful use of nuclear energy. So what's happening now is the confidence-building measures by Iran in return for the removal of sanctions. The other discussion is about how these sanctions are going to be lifted, the timetable for the lifting of sanctions, and also whether they're going to be lifted, you know, entirely all of them, when an agreement is signed or not. What I gather, Carver, is that Iran is saying it can't have an agreement with the imposition of pressure. That, in my view, can be interpreted as saying we can't sign an agreement by the end of March, even a political agreement, and at the same time agree to a phased lifting of sanctions. I think the Iranian side is saying that our red line is no sanctions in place when we agree, you know, with the restrictions, when we agree with the verification as a confidence-building measure. So again, here in Montreux, the talks are continuing, and they're going to continue in the following days and weeks ahead of that crucial end of March deadline for a political agreement.
I got about 20 seconds to give to you on the next question. Frank Walter Steinmeier from Germany, he gave a very positive reaction after Bibi Netanyahu's speech. He said that this time Iran is serious and they have shown goodwill. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federico Mogherini also saying the scaremongering is not going to work. Is that a positive sign?
Yes, of course. And I can tell you the recent interview that was published with President Obama was also it was seen as a very positive sign, even, I can tell you, by the Iranian foreign minister. Mr. Zarif said he was very happy. In fact, these are his words. He said he was happy with the comments that President Obama made because he said Obama acknowledged that sanctions are not working. He acknowledged that when we imposed sanctions on Iran, Iran had 200 to 300 centrifuges. Because of sanctions, the centrifuges increased to thousands of centrifuges. So there is an acknowledgement, he says, by the U.S. president, the highest authority in the U.S. now, that sanctions are not working, that pressure is not working. And we also have seen by President Obama's remarks, Carver, that the pressure from the Israeli regime is not having the effect maybe that it would have at another time. I think the atmosphere is changing, and I think I'm getting the same tone and the same positive atmosphere here. But as Mr. Zarif said, I'll say that very quickly, gaps still remain. This is not to say that an agreement is within reach. He says an agreement can only be made if the political decision by the United States is made to go that extra mile.
Homolesky there from Montreal. Thank you so much. Moving on now.